News via remote, I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken underscored Israel's right to defend itself as he visited Jerusalem today as part of an effort to build on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas that went into effect late last week. His presence at the behest of President Joe Biden, he says, is to begin building.
That starts with the recognition that losses on both sides were profound. Casualties are often reduced to numbers. But behind every number is an individual human being, a daughter, a son, father, a mother, a grandparent, a best friend. And as the Talmud teaches, to lose a life is to lose the whole world.
Secretary Blinken spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who thanked the United States for its show of support while warning the militants to maintain the ceasefire. He also used the moment to lobby on behalf of an old cause.
The second point is, naturally, is Iran. We discuss many regional issues, but none is greater than Iran. And I can tell you that I hope that the United States will not go back to the old JCPOA, because we believe that that deal paves the way for Iran to have an arsenal of nuclear weapons with international legitimacy.
Secretary Blinken said the U.S. will be rallying international support for reconstruction assistance in Gaza with measures to ensure Hamas militants do not benefit. The European Union Monday agreed to impose sanctions on Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc amid fury over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest an opposition journalist, reacting to what EU leaders called a brazen hijacking of the Ryanair jetliner flying from